The journey of the soul. We ask Allah to guide us to the straight path. We ask Allah to guide us to the straight path. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا سيدي يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا سيدي يا نور الله. Welcome back to our series The Journey of the Soul. We have reached episode number 7. We have talked about various things. For those who have been with us the entirety of this journey, you would have learned quite some bit. And we're going to get into later on in the further episodes that are to come. We're going to get on to the trials and the tribulations that we will face in the dunya. Today, inshallah, we're going to talk about something that's normally, when a person thinks about this, he tries to place it towards the back of his mind and he doesn't really want to kind of think about this phenomenon too much. He tries to brush it under the carpet. But I think this topic that I'm going to talk about today, it's better to speak about this openly rather than to conceal it and keep it in the back of our minds and in the bottom of our hearts. And that is the topic regarding death. The topic of death. When we hear the word death, we think of dark colors, we think of hearses, we think of a grave, we think of burial, we think of shrouding a body, we think of all these coroner, we think of a death certificate, we think of all these, we have these negative connotations towards death. Today we're going to walk through this phenomenon with a different aspect, with a different look onto what death actually is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us in a body. He has designed us, and in that body He's put in a soul, and this soul is the actual nucleus of our body. It controls our affairs. It's the power behind our body being alive. The soul is actually the energy that gives life to our body. And the moment the soul walks away from the body, well, the moment the soul is captured by the angel of death and you are taken out of your body, right? The body has no more life left. The body is now mortal. It will perish. It will decompose in the ground. Death is the separation of the soul and the body. That's what death is. Is that a scary thing? Truly, we will only understand it once we experience it. But inshallah, I'm going to walk towards an aspect of death where a person might end up looking at death in a beautiful manner. Or you might look at it with a different glance this time. The Prophet ﷺ, he says that a gift to a believer is death. And I find that amazing. How can death be a gift? Well, a person normally is fearful and scared of death. When he goes to sleep, he fears that the angel of death might visit him. A person dying, a scary sight or scary thought. But is death really a bad thing? That's the question. Every person is given a time span. Some live for years, some live for moments. But every person is going to taste death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, "Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut." Every individual is a taster of death. Now that gives you the impression that death has some sort of taste. That gives you an impression that death leaves behind some sort of taste in your mouth. That's what one would think. A person eats something, you tasted it. But a person, when he dies, he loses his senses. So what is he tasting? What is he tasting? The verse says, "Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut." Every individual is a taster of death. But the meaning of death is to lose your senses when you die. So what does this verse actually mean? And going into the tafsir, you learn some amazing things through tafsir. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. It's the soul that's actually tasting death of his body. So a person will taste death. And that's the first moment a person will walk into the hereafter. This is one of those things that even though we do not want to think about it, we do not want to actually think about what's going to happen after death. But if a person actually gives it a thought, and if we break down what actually happens whilst a person is dying. So scholars say that a person receives many signs before dying. Difficulty to see, difficulty to hear. So you already begin to lose some of your senses, you lose your health. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of sabab. He is the musabbibul asbab, and he creates asbab. And out of them, various benefits a person receives. A person, whilst he sat doing his daily chores, all of a sudden will see the heavens above him open. The veil will be lifted, and you will see angels crowding in the skies. This will be your first glance of reality, where you see the angels, and what you will see are angels surrounding you, encompassing you in all directions. And the angel of death, the Hazrat Israel alayhi salam, he will come to you, and he will initially pinch your soul and try to bring it to the surface initially. And from when this happens, your senses will begin to fade away. Your senses will begin to fade away. Your heartbeat will change. The neurons in your body will begin to change. When your soul has reached the surface, then Israel alayhi salam will actually remove the soul all of a sudden. And that's the way the soul is extracted from the body in certain stages. And it happens all very fast. Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutma'inna, O satisfied soul, irji'i ila rabbik, return back to your Lord. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah, most satisfied and pleased. Fadkhuli fi ibadi, enter amongst my servants. Wadkhuli jannati, enter into my vast jannat. Subhanallah. These are the verses recited to a person who is passing. The angels give him these glad tidings that your soul is taken. Now the worries are going to end. The difficulties are going to end. Your griefs and sorrows will end. Now you will live in eternal bliss in Jannah forever. Subhanallah. So now his soul's extracted. His body's laying there. Where does the soul go? This is an amazing question. The soul then transcends. The angels give it a mini throne. They perfume the soul. They adorn it with heavenly garments. And this becomes your journey towards the skies, where a person transcends the skies and the angels show him his heavenly home in paradise. This is what you attained in the dunya. This is your house. And just by seeing your house in the hereafter, all your difficulties, your pain, your worry, your sorrow, your regrets are finished, eliminated. That house is so beautiful that you desire at that moment that judgment day takes place straight away so you can gain access into your house. In Jannah, living in eternal bliss forever. Subhanallah. You are then taken to the highest parts of heaven, where certain things take place. You are given certain gifts. You are given certain bounties by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are given signs of acceptance. You are given steadfastness in answering the questions of the grave. Subhanallah. Once that is complete, you make your return. Meanwhile, your family has been washing your body in the dunya, shrouding it. Your funeral has taken place. Now it's time. Once your body has been buried, the angels need to take your soul back. Munkar and Nakir are going to enter into your grave, and your soul needs to be there. Your soul needs to be there. You have a meeting with Munkar and Nakir. Who are Munkar and Nakir? These are two angels, quite scary. They are created to scare the person inside his grave. They will ask you three questions. Jet black face. When they speak, it's like thunderbolts are striking. A very scary creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what they are. A creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you are a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are both equal in being creation. And we only fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person, if he lives by that rule that we are only submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we only fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the fear of anything else doesn't come into our hearts, then this will not fear you at all. And when they ask you, Man Rabbuka, who is your Lord? You will say, Allahu Rabbi, Allah is my Lord. Ma Deenuka, what is your religion? You will reply, my religion is Islam. Or what would you say about this man? What were the statements you made in regards to this man? And you will be able to see Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In your grave, you will be able to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, a person who used to say that this Nabi of mine, he is my master, he is my role model, he is my leader, he is the soul of my ibadah, he is the purpose of my existence, he is the guide to mankind, he is the most beautiful and magnificent prophet, human creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one has ever seen. He is the one who restored justice in the land. When he sits there and or stands there and gives these answers, subhanallah, that incredible feeling when you are sat in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and you are given a chance to praise him, subhanallah. Muhammad, the most praised. In your grave, you will get the chance, the opportunity to directly praise the most praised, subhanallah. Subhanallah. So the first question wasn't to do with praise. It was just asking, who is your God? Second question, what is your religion? The third question is asking you that what would you say about this man? And on your tongue, you would have the praise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You would be singing the praise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your grave, subhanAllah. Once you answer the questions correctly, something incredible happens. A portal of hell will open all of a sudden. And the heat and the smell and the creatures of hell will fill your grave. And this will shock you. This will bring you into a point of difficulty. All of a sudden that portal will close. The portal of heaven will open, where you could see your palace in heaven. And the cool breeze of heaven will enter. The sound of heaven will enter. The peace and tranquility of heaven will enter, subhanAllah. The coolness, the fragrance of heaven will enter your grave. And your grave will turn into a garden from the gardens of heaven, subhanAllah. You will be annexed in your grave to heaven, to Jannah, subhanAllah. And you will reside therein until the day of judgment, and he will be in a state of a bliss and tranquility, free from the difficulties of the world. And once you have passed that test, you will be in a state of relief. Because that is inevitably the questions of aqeedah, your belief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Very important. A person might be a good person. He might have good qualities and attributes. He might feed the orphan. He might, you know, do charity events. He might speak the truth in the face of the oppression. But believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes first. Believing in his divine book comes first. Believing in Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes first. So a person must believe first, and then he does good deeds, and then deeds will then be accepted. So first and foremost, your aqeedah is priority. And therefore in your grave, the most important questions are of the grave, because that is testing your belief, testing your aqeedah. Your actions, your character, your oppression, or the things you've done against or for people, these will be questions, and they will be left to be questioned on the Day of Judgment. That's where the judgment will take place, and the final verdict will be given to a person. But once a person has answered his questions in the grave correctly, that's when a person would sit there in relief, because he knows, I've answered my questions correctly. Now I have tasalli, I have satisfaction, I am content. And now I know the first step in my journey, I have passed the first step in my journey. After this, we have the judgment day, we have Hisab and Kitab, we have the bridge of Sirat, and eventually my destination is Jannah. This is the story of the grave. This is the process of death. One might fear death in the dunya, but a person only fears something when he has not prepared for it. If you have prepared for what's to come, you don't have much regrets or fears or grief. Reciting Suratul Mulk every night, this will save a person from the tortures, from the difficulties, from the fear of the grave. It will actually do your shafa'at in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Death is a fascinating phenomenon. It is scary. When we see a corpse, when we see a dead person, we do sometimes think, what would be my situation? For that reason, we kind of, whenever we think of death, we put it into the back of our minds. But when something is inevitable, when something is inevitable and it will happen, there's no one today has found or will ever find the solution to death. No one will ever find the cure to death. It's been the opposite. If anything, a person is at all times moving closer to death. So why, if you fear something, why avoid the fear? Why don't you stand up to it? Why don't you prepare for that fear? And once you're prepared for the tribulation of death, you feel satisfaction, you are ready. Once you are ready, you have no regrets. You live your life in such a way where you are prepared for that. And that brings you satisfaction, it removes anxiety. You have limited yourself in the dunya, you have preserved everything for the hereafter. There are various narrations that remove the fear of death from a person's heart. Overall, the Prophet ﷺ said that death is a gift to the believers, and we believe that. A believer should believe that. That death comes as a blessing to a person. He no longer has to worry about the tribulations of the dunya, the oppression in the dunya, the inconsistencies of the dunya, the double-sided or the two-faced dunya. He doesn't have to worry about all these things. Now he is comfort zone, he is in a waiting room, waiting to get into his palace in Jannah. That's what death is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. May he give us all death with iman in Madinatul Munawwara. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The journey of the soul, we ask Allah to guide us to the straight path. We ask Allah to guide us to the straight path.